Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
You know what's really
insane
is that my grandson watches this. I don't know if it's a show or a movie. The way that I even know about this song, my ears perk up a certain. I hear James Brown first off, but this, I don't know. I like the cadence of it. I like the energy in it and everything. So I hit the old Shazam. This kid's watching this movie called Dog Man. Yeah. It's a cartoon about a dog. It's like a dog man. I mean, everybody scoffs at it, but Batman is okay. That thing gave us COVID.
So yeah, when that first came out, people were like, "Is this kind of weird, right? Batman.
Batman?
People aren't going to get it. It's not going to make sense.
Especially when they read the backstory, like, he ain't even like Peter Parker got bit by a spider. Like, he's just rich. Became Batman. Like Iron Man.
Dude, jazz it up.
Go gravy. But yeah, that's on Peacock. So, like, it's weird that some of his songs are the way they are, but then he has some that are. They introduce him to it with the cartoons, and then. I'm even smart enough to see that. Like, not that I'm downgrading myself there, but like he's really into Spidey and Friends. Jasper is. He's going on three. Oh, he is three. Jesus Christmas.
You already forgot.
Oh.
He's almost three. Okay.
It's almost a...
You know what I had to think of? What month it was just now?
It's the grandpaism kicking in.
Is there an old gravy? I don't know.
If you hear him talk about his career, he's really in a spot to where, like he said, I don't want to be big like Post Malone. People know me.
Yeah.
I get some action out of it, make a little bit of money.
Yeah.
That's about all you want.
I mean,
he can still go places.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not be bothered.
Young Gravy. I'd like to hear the explanation of that name.
Yeah, I don't know if somebody gave it to him or if that was his own.
Like, what does gravy mean now? Like, this is.
Like, is that a generated name? Like, you know.
It's like, is it like lean?
Childish Gambino.
Hey, baby. Okay. This is a good one, too, man. It's the tone. It's like, I don't even know the lyrics per se, but like Eazy-E, I enjoyed his tone.
Yeah, he had a rhythm to his spitting,
yeah,
if you will.
He didn't write any of it if you saw the movie. He was just there bankrolling it and, you know. He wanted to be a star, which I think is like the, what is it, rapper go to the league, right?
Pretty much. It's one or the other. They each want to be each other.
Sweet.
Right? Yeah. The one wants to be the other. Like who, we talked about this before. Jacob Fatu has a rap album out now.
Yeah. And then J. Cole tried to play basketball overseas for a little bit.
Tyrese Halliburton wants to wrestle.
I mean, come on.
You staying hard enough playing basketball.
Yeah, really, God. Mm-hmm. Everybody's trying to do too much.
With a name like that, you got a lot of splaining to do, Halliburton.
Yeah, really.
I mean, where'd that come from?
How do you know Dick Cheney?
Also, and then there's the other, Jared Vanderbilt. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a little sus.
Why do they call you the Vandalorian?
That's actually alien? Really cool to, well, they call Ant-Man, he's real tall. He don't shrink down and fight crime.
No.
Like Paul Rudd's Ant-Man.
He don't shrink down and play basketball either, so I don't know why he likes that. Dr. Green would be a better nickname.
Let's do a sketch. It's about your mother, not yours, but a person's.
Somebody's.
I don't want to give away the joke. It's a.
So delicious. You ain't got no misses.
Your uncle decided that he wanted to
pay child support,
change to the other side.
Oh, yeah.
And the character's Ant-Man. Because he used to be your aunt. How fun would that be?
Chris Rock had a bit about that back in the day.
Oh, did he?
Aunt Tom, I think you said he called him.
Oh.
Yeah. I think like he had that situation.
Strange. I had an Uncle Artica. I'm going to wait for you. I'm going to wait for you. There you go. Okay, page? There it goes. This permeated the page dome.
Oh. Uncle Artica is kind of scary, actually.
Artica.
I can't get my brother.
Nope.
I knew you'd go there.
You didn't get it.
I knew you would. I knew you'd inject yourself.
I had an Uncle Artica.
I had an Uncle Arthur, too.
Nope. I don't see. I was giving you credit.
This is fun.
Uncle Artica. I had an Uncle Artica.
Let's see if you'll piece it together. He had an Uncle Artica.
Not Arthur.
Artica.
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 I had an
aunt and uncle.
You're almost there. This is not to demean you. A lot of people are hearing this right now, and they're thinking, I don't get it either.
What is
it? I had an Uncle Artica. Thus, I didn't have a...
aunt. Artica.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. The entertainment you bring, it's impeccable.
Yeah.
I love it. I do.
It
really was watching the joke go up in the air.
Well, I thought you started, then you were talking about oceans, and I'm like, please don't do this.
Wow. Don't want to get into the...
She heard me Friday talking about like why there's certain parts of the ocean I don't think we go to. And
Uncle
I think
and
we
aunt.
All know why. Like, we don't go
there. The Arctics.
Those shit. That's what it reminded me of. Okay, where are we at on time? Because while that was highly damn entertaining and fun.
Probably a couple minutes tops. That's what a Monday is, you know, you kind of catch your groove, kind of get into it, catch up, talk about rap music and whatever.
You know what? That's something that we need to quit saying as a society. Hey, let's do a catch up. That's corporate America talk. I mean, like, you know, it's corporate America talk. People would, hey, let's get together. Let's hang out. Let's catch up.
Hey,
let's catch up. I'll
circle back and get together.
Yeah, I'd rather mustard. How about that? Mustard.
Back. Let's team build.
Let's get together and socialize our culture.
Oh, no. I like that one.
Culture building situations.
We have different culture. That's kind of lame.
Socialize our culture.
Jeez, Paige.
I mean, really.
I'm telling you, she's a little unfiltered here these days. And I'm here for it. As you can, we are out here, boys. As you can say.
Yeah, by the way, God, you are... a character, fat boy.
Oh, really?
I post this very sweet. I said this, and I know we already, but I said that I posted a something online over the weekend. I took my first grandson fishing trip.
Yeah.
Didn't catch anything. But I made this post, and when I wrote it, I was like, God, that is heartfelt. Like, I was proud of it, and I went back and read it a couple hours later.
You didn't catch a buzz?
And I thought, like,
with his grandson,
I thought, man, that sounds kind of G, like, you know, grandiose or, you know. Anyway, it says, we may not have caught a single fish, but we reeled in memories that mean more than any catch. Ended the day with ice cream and my heart couldn't be more full. I thought, God, that sounded really good. I was real proud of it. And then I go get this comment. And that comment says, where the F y'all get ice cream at? That was from at Fatboy 933. What's more is you've got likes on that comment by people that didn't like the picture.
That what?
Haters?
Nobody liked the picture, but they all liked his comment.
No, I mean, the ones that liked his comment didn't like the picture.
It's a kid fishing. How are you not going to like it?
You troll.
You troll.
I was legit wondering where you got ice cream. I don't know if you went to.
Where'd you go fishing?
That's a personal question, Lake Thickety.
I want to know.
You got to.
Not the creek, the lake.
Why you didn't catch? Because I'm not going there.
You got to take a kid to a pay pond, right? Just so they get something.
Yes, you do.
Dude, I was going to say, I've there's been time, life and death situations. I don't know I've ever prayed so fast, so hard, saying, Lord, please just give us a miracle right here.
Like, give us a fish.
Please, this would make this kid's day. You know, the other one's over at drilling. He's 3 months. I mean, he's not really aware. He's like, I'm hot. But then, you know, Jasper's sitting there and he's like, you know, I'm like, Lord, please, give.
Come on, man.
And so we got a couple, you know, nibbles or whatever, but then he made it so nice when we're leaving. He's like, well, at least we got to feed the fish, Grandpa. Oh. And I was like, that's kind of cup half empty, half full, but also it's don't
positive.
Like it.
Yeah.
It's too positive.
It's positive.
No, it's not positive.
Did you teach him how to cast?
We could have saved time and I wouldn't have got a damn blister and we could have just slung the worms out there and just fell.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. Riseguys.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Servicing your ear holes.
I love the Rise Guys.
They crack on people. I like that.
The Rise Guys rock.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Mail's in.
Our sacks about to overflow because we got a big old load. The Rise Guys mail sack.
That big old sack.
You're gonna laugh. You're gonna shout. You won't believe what comes out.
Yeah, can I play with your sack, man?
Display your dirty underwear, and we might read it on the air. The Rise Guys mail sack.
That big old sack, tickle it.
The Rise Guys at AOL.com. That's the one.
Steel gets hit pretty hard, too.
It does.
Sucker stays. Ooh.
I enjoy that. I enjoy that. I'll be honest with you, and you're probably, yeah, I bet you do. But I enjoy you facilitate that, Fat Boy. What a place that puts you in. like this one email I'm not reading, so you can get over it.
You don't have to, but you know.
Why not?
Because. Let's start with some serious ones, shall we?
It is at our discretion.
This is two different emails here, and I'm going to show you how this is a great representation of the world we live in right now. You ready?
Oh, yeah. Let me get my sanitizer first.
Oh, you want to go? Okay, take a good hit. Take a deep breath, and I will hit the Tahitian bell.
Oh, that would have been nice.
Tibetan. Sorry, not Tahitian. Tibetan treat? Is that the drink?
Tahitian treat, okay. Yeah. Don't huff, kids. But no. Kids don't
huff. Don't huff anything.
Don't huff kids either.
Don't huff kids, especially.
Yeah.
Don't sneak right up to a playground and stick your nose through the fence.
That's just weird.
Email number one.
Swing sniffer.
Dear Rise Guys.
Swing sniffer.
Yeah, I'm just going to be a very serious email. Don't talk about sniffing swings. For real, don't laugh.
I'm sorry.
Okay. No, but I'm just saying what I'm about to read. Like, you don't want to laugh during this. Okay. I'm not leading you up to a joke, for real. Don't laugh.
Stop.
That was like
all right,
a
I'm gonna start
call
reading it. Okay, Rise Guys. Thank y'all for not acting like the Charlie Kirk shooting didn't happen. I listen to you every day, and I appreciate you didn't just gloss over it. Y'all kept it real without making it a political argument, and that means something to me. I love the deep conversations when you have them. P1 Redbeard, Greenville, South Carolina. Also, I was saying, putting where you listen. I enjoy seeing that. I mean, it's. We don't use it for any kind of analytics, but it's just interesting to me.
Because email the podcast goes everywhere.
Email number two.
A lot of those.
Not even a Rise Guys or Saviors of Morning Radio or none of that. Just starts off with this. I'll be honest, I love y'all, but I tune in to laugh and cut it up in the mornings and not hear about shootings and politics. I know you felt like you had to mention Charlie Kirk, but I didn't enjoy that part of the show. I mean, it was over an hour's worth of it. That was my whole drive in. The Blinken shooting, whatever. I hate the way the world is right now. And that's from Kelly. I don't know if it's man or woman.
It did not seem like an hour either. Like, it really did go by.
I mean, like, if we reanalyzed all that, I could have, personally speaking, it could have been all 4 hours.
I understand how some people, some shows wouldn't touch it. But, you know, like, with what we do, you know, you got to talk about it. At least acknowledge it, you know.
There, I mean, that's the we're like purgatory of morning radio. And here's the example right of that. You've got shows that, and it's the style of the show. That's all they're going to talk about, right? Like, that's 4 or 5 hours a day is all they're going to talk about.
Yep.
And that's what it's centered around. Then you have the other end of that spectrum that we're dead center on the middle, where all they do is gloss over everything and don't act like any tragedy exists in the world. And it's under the guise of make you forget your troubles and make you, you know, smile on the way. But that's not escape. Real life. So the verse is you're only going to talk about that, not acknowledge anything else in this crazy, fast-moving world. Then the other ones that don't mention the bad at all and just want to keep you in the... flailing arm man kind of mode.
And so many people were affected by that because that was all over social media. I mean
it's one of those.
If you didn't see it, you're lucky.
It's one of those things you can talk about, bring it up, and not have to feel like you're picking a side. If you want to, you can, but I mean, you could talk about it either way.
Right. But that like that right there, just literal example of one that appreciates it and says, thank you, I enjoyed that. And then the other one is that's the world. I mean, and that's fine. Like, you know, Kelly didn't say I'm never going to listen to you anymore.
Nope.
Yeah, he just was saying, hey, if it was every day, but maybe that's why Kelly probably doesn't listen to political talk, because that would be, and rightfully so. I'm not saying they shouldn't. But then you have Redbeard, who enjoys when we cut up and all that, but we keep it real without making an argument. And that's like Fatboy and I, if you heard Friday's show, probably one of the biggest disagreements I think we have had in a couple years, but it never got like, when we went off the air, it wasn't like we just sit here in silence and...
No.
It's just like, you know what? That's you, that's me.
That's when you know it's good conversation, when you can get into it with somebody and it's not personal.
Yeah.
I don't want to say tempers flare, but you can have like a, woo, even a heated discussion.
You can agree to disagree.
Yeah, like some people can't do that now. We do it all the time.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what, again, you know, not using it in the, and I even hate saying the word woke, but like the whole thing about.
The actual definition is not bad, you know, it's just something that just got taken.
It's like Dixiecrats. It's like what was is now, and that doesn't mean this anymore. And that's like all weird in itself, but it's just kind of like, not that you're smarter than anybody, but you just kind of, you wise to the agitations and the certain things that people do that, you know, it's going to you know, I told my daughter this because my, you know, I always talk about white women love murder documentaries, mm-hmm, like, yep, they do. And I only say that because if black women, if y'all do, let me know. Latino women, Latinas, let me know. I just know that they love them. And I asked my therapist, I said, let me ask you this little not about me thing because I despise them.
Why?
Because I feel like you're inviting negativity in the guise of excitement. Like, this is a real awful, tragic situation, but you like the endorphins that it's in, not you, but people, that it's a mystery. So, like, fiction, okay, but you like it more because it's based in reality, and that is kind of upsetting. And she said that the human condition is we love controlled chaos.
Oh, that's a good explanation, actually.
We love controlled chaos.
I just want to know why and how people can be that way.
You start watching a Dateline, and I've done this before. You're like, oh, man, I hope this is a good one. Now think about what you just said.
I know.
Like, that's awful, but, you know, like, that's kind of
like
how we are.
It's like the news saying, oh, we hate. I mean, like, down deep, your doctor would be pissed if all diseases were cured tomorrow. The news would be pissed if there's not a wreck or a war. Or, I mean, like, just be honest with ourselves.
Well, if it bleeds, it leads.
Gross, Paige.
Well, that's what it, you know, it's a business.
God, that's a genius saying, too.
Well, yes.
Now we're the middleman in society, us as a people.
So, yeah, but us as a people, but like also it's the kind of the other example of you've got the shows that ignore it, and then you've got the ones that you almost, and I'm not talking about our properties, I'm not talking about any specific people, but you almost think like, y'all like that this stuff's going on because it gives you plenty of content. That word content. What's our content? Yeah. What have we built? I mean, am I patting myself on the back with both hands?
I can't, but I
would. For 20 plus years, there's not been a central theme to it. Sports talk shows go on the air. They talk about sports. They know they're going to talk about sports. And if they ain't a game the night before, there'll be one next week they're going to talk about. Politics, same thing. Shows that are oblivious to all the bad in the world, whatever, they're hitting you with nine songs an hour, so they don't have.
It's not so much farts and dude humor, you know.
I thought you were about to say something totally different right
no,
now.
No, but I mean, that. What is a morning rock show about? I mean, it's kind of like contemporary society. It's like, what's going on now? And, you know, how you feel about anything, any moment, any day.
Well, I mean, even take the rock part out of it. Because, like, you know, some people that listen to us don't even like the music. They just like whatever we do, which I don't like even, us. Can't put a finger on it, like what it is. Other than to like try to be honest and like tell you, because again, I've come in here in you know, not any time recently, but like, you know, through hot times, baby, where I didn't want to come to work. I sure as hell didn't want to come and try to so-called entertain anybody when I was dealing with my own bull crap. But at the end of the day, I was like, that was very therapeutic to me.
But you get a release doing this, man.
Yeah.
Plus, how many shows would have read her email, Kelly? Not a whole lot of, like, many of them would, you know?
Well, or if they do, it's usually in a way to rile up you know, people. It's all about riling. I want people to just, I don't want you to get riled up. I want you to laugh. I want you to think and laugh. That's it. Two things, think and laugh.
Could you imagine taking the
Don't text and drive, think and laugh.
Taking the Charlie Kirk situation and trying to, if you're a certain show, trying to pick it apart for more content passing, you know, we're a couple weeks out, I guess, at this point.
Yeah.
Like, at this point, you think, you know, some stuff would subside as far as immediate reaction or tempers, maybe. But you'll have people stoking the flames and keeping it going.
But you know what? And I saw a meme about this, too, and I don't mind saying it. It was, it said, and this was, maybe I saw it Friday or something, so it's a little dated now, but it said, I can't wait to watch The View to hear what they say about this. Think about that.
Yeah.
Like, down deep, you hate them, but you can't wait to see what they're going to say. Now, how? It's like you go following somebody online that you hate because you just, you're really? Inviting that in.
That
you
drama.
Hate these people. That's why they would say, well, I only follow Trump because I like to see the stupid stuff he says.
What a waste of
what
time.
What about the people that follow him because they like what he says? Well, if you don't like him, why would you keep following him?
I don't follow people I hate. I don't hate that many people.
Like, some people just want to be the
Can
center
we get
of
a
it.
List? No, I know what you're saying. Yes.
You want to be on the list?
Oh, Start I've been one. There for years, haven't yeah. I? This email yeah. I'm not going to read.
You want to take a break before we...
I'm not reading it. You can read it, fat boy.
I mean, I'll read it if you don't want to read it. Do you, like, do you, is this...
I don't want to read it because I don't, and it's not against, like, legal or Mark Hendricks, the boss, or anything like that, but it's yeah. like what it would physically, not physically, but the situations that it would cause on me for me.
You don't want the blood on your hands, do you? I definitely don't, but I mean, I'll get a little if I have to.
Well, I mean, you printed it out. I mean, you're kind of the evil messenger here. You could have just deleted it.
I know it's not about me. I could have, and I thought about it, to be honest with you.
I'm well, like, who is it about?
Well.
It's funny you ask.
Yeah.
If he ain't going to read it.
And he doesn't mind reading it.
Yeah. It's about you. I don't know.
Well, read it if it's about me. I don't care.
No, but you. But here's the thing, though. This is what I wish I could like scan this and send it to AI and make them read it in some British accent. So.
Well, go ahead. Read it now. I'm intrigued.
Well, we're out of time.
Well, why even bring it up then?
Because I had to tease him about what's coming up next.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Morning show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, there she comes. I was like, God, she left.
Taking a break, a little powder.
I didn't know she had to go.
Powder your nips or whatever women do in the bathroom.
Noses. No. They powder their nose, which I think were going to go do a little toot is what that means. And powder their nose.
You were talking about Paige when you were singing last week, right? Ruby red nips, blonde hair, blue eyes.
Ruby red nips.
Yep.
Blonde hair, blue eyes.
That's who you're looking at.
What color are your eyes?
Green.
Where are they?
Green.
Ruby red nips, blonde hair, green eyes.
Where are your eyes?
They're red, blue eyes. My dad has
they're up
eyes.
Here.
All right, so I'm ready.
I'm not going to read it.
Come on, man.
Don't read it. I don't care.
You want me to read it?
What you want.
I don't want any. I have your blessing to read it?
Sure.
And there's no blood on my mouth?
You know, we can.
You probably need to read adults. It. You graduated.
Do what?
He needs to read it. He graduated.
You graduated too.
I had a GED that came in the mail 2 months after I took the test.
What did you go to college for 20 years for?
Now, you know what? I forget sometimes that I do have an associate's degree.
It was 19 years. We round up too much in this world. Round up.
Dun, dun, dun.
Why are they not using that on the freaking pesticide commercial?
I think they're having a little issue
don't
right
know.
Now. Having some trouble.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Is it because of who owns the company?
Yeah,
oh,
a little
gosh.
Bit.
They don't care about the water, do they?
might have tried to get some people back in the day.
Hey, Monsanto.
CallRob.com.
I am a lawyer. First off, this is printed out, and I not that I want you to use this email to like email the person. I mean, if you want to, fine. But
oh, I hope you do.
Don't like dox the person or nothing.
Don't you got to swear you won't dox them?
You won't dox them?
No, I don't care.
Okay. Will you dock them?
Do you know what that means?
No.
Will you boof them?
Right. Absolutely not.
We don't dock anymore.
I saw you docking just the other day.
No,
wasn't me docking by the bay.
He was
rocking, docking.
The two of you.
Docking
two
by the years. Dock of the bay. That was us.
I see you.
Hello, Rise Guys. I am a loyal podcaster due to my employment.
Thank you.
Sorry, Matt. I know that you hate that, and I'm not a favorite of yours. Because I've said before that I appreciate the people who, if you're up at this time, are listening live and not putting us on the back burner, Mick Brown, Dig Brown, to...
Hanging out with Captain Munderman. Watching the Panthers smoke the Falcons.
Okay, get to the reading.
Oh, yeah, we do get distracted.
I'm on pins and needles there, here.
We sidetracked.
Sorry, Matt, I know you hate that, and I'm not one of your favorites. I listen to all 4 hours of the podcast, though, each day, just nightly. I often wish I was listening to the show during live times because I so often find myself saying, quote, are you effing kidding me, end quote, in response to so much that Paige says.
Wow.
It gets exhausting listening to her beg for compliments and act blindly to it, but today took the cake. She said that a man would see a picture of her with Wonder Boy Thompson and get jealous. I don't have enough laughing emojis for that. She truly thinks highly of herself. There are times when she seems normal. Then most of the time, there is the know-it-all that comes out. P1 tattooed hoo-has.
She's a podcaster. She's just hearing this for the first time.
Well, I appreciate her comments. I don't understand the Wonder Boy thing, but that's okay.
You don't understand the Wonder Boy thing. Fat boy.
I think you had mentioned that you saw him recently.
I've seen him many a times.
Okay.
I was not over-exaggerating.
She dropped the name like 50 times just then.
It did.
Many times.
I know you guys took a picture, which, you know, he takes pictures with everybody. He's
yes,
a nice guy.
And I met his fiance. Oh, yep. No, they're not engaged. I'm sorry. They're not. His
Whoa,
girlfriend.
Did you just reveal something?
No, they're not.
Ariel Helwani, I have
engaged.
News. I
That's
have news.
My bad. That's my bad.
Ariel Helwani.
We have breaking news.
And yeah, every, so you, Kawhi time, Leonard, anyone.
Every time they come into where I work, my other job, everybody's so happy to see him because he is very nice.
Oh, well, yeah. You know, no one's going to shoplift while he's in the store.
They won't.
No.
I've tried to pay him to kick people I don't like, and he won't do it.
No, I know. We and he's send just him nice. His boss's day.
And his girlfriend is beautiful and very sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I knew he wouldn't be with some kind of slouch.
I think know. What it was.
She's smart and very nice.
We were talking about over jealousy of relationships, and I believe you said, I wouldn't be with a man who would see a picture of me in Wonder Boy and
Oh, yeah.
Jealous.
That's what it was. So is it possible maybe she heard that wrong?
Yeah.
I don't, I'd like, personally,
he is a good looking
I'm
guy.
Not trying to throw her the lifeboat here, but, like, I don't remember that coming off as that way.
I was hoping you were setting up for her to clap back. Paige versus
Well, she had to stand up to do that.
I can't clap.
Come on, Paige.
She said she didn't have enough laughing emojis for that.
Okay. No, see, I would like, and this is when I... Once I pass my boards test, I'm going to sign up for that. I would like to do facials on MMA
oh, wow.
people and do back facials and massage.
I can't wait to see how that works out.
Still don't know why it's not called backles. It makes no
it
sense
should
at all.
Be.
Now she's going to email about that. All you talk about is some test you evidently took or haven't taken yet and going to school.
Well, that would be me with a burner email.
No, they. It took a minute because I had to get my marriage license in and blah, blah, blah. Because somebody misspelled my name.
It is not hard to spell WTPT, which is her name on social media for a long time.
No, I thought you were talking about Paige. Like, you could think, you could spell it like beige with a P.
My maiden name
Paige.
On there was
my name's
misspelled
Paige.
DePerty. P-I-R-T-I-E.
DePerty.
Purdy.
That's why we were saying
DePerty.
Thursday before y'all called in.
I had to change it. So I had to have, I had it.
Laskruski.
Is there a Paige Laskruski?
Paige Laskruski!
This is bad.
Miss Purdy.
So now that my documents are correct.
Hercules!
Miss Purdy! What if I get my license and it's like Purdy Wachowski? It's not even right!
It's he was in Monster Inc. I knew it!
Nobody can spell
he was in
my name right.
Was it Mike Wachowski?
Are you waxing bushes again, Wachowski?
Miss Purdy! That's got, not my name.
You got some pubes in your fingernails, Wazowski.
So I had to redo my documents, and now I'm going to take my test, and now I'll have my license. It's been a headache.
Your book should be called The Big Laskowski. I love it.
And the Chinaman so can bad. Still pee on your rug.
They got Laskowski right. Usually they can't spell Laskowski ever.
It's Did you pass the test, Wazowski?
Wachowski. Mrs. Wachowski.
Oh, my God.
You and the... You got more...
Matthew, that's from Up when that old man flew around on the...
That old man, Matthew, that was hanging out with that little boy.
It's not Wachowski.
Little fat kid.
Little boy fat
scout.
Kid.
I'm dying.
He was wearing an ascot around
so
his neck.
So when I finally came...
Well, he was wearing a bandana backwards.
But for the love of God, my name has never been Purdy. But it's done. I've got my marriage license in there.
She's got...
So to wax bush hair, you have to prove you're married.
No, to prove who I am. Because the documents were signed wrong from the school that I went to.
It's amazing. So. You could have... Dead people have been able to vote time. In the past four elections, but you got to prove that you're married.
Yes.
Wazowski, you got to be married to look at this brillo.
And make sure that it was right. So I had to get my marriage license, and I sent it online, but when I copied it, it was too light, so they had me just mail it in. And you can't overnight things. Now you got to wait a couple of days for them to get it in Columbia, and it's been a headache.
What if some would say,
they're busy
Paige,
making drugs.
You already own a lake home. You already drive a luxury car. You've been in movies, some that are now on Tubi. You've done it all. Is it true that you're doing this so you can wax the homeless? Like, this
yes.
is something you're going to do?
God.
No, I knew a Please. Barber that once a month, What's up, Josh? Once a month, you go
oh, yeah.
to a
Josh.
Some type of facility and give free haircuts.
Waxing is an art.
But what about...
You got to do it fast, and you can't hurt people.
You know, if they're homeless, they ain't got no freaking waxing
homeless.
Kits. They ain't keeping that in them buggies.
No. I know what she says now in the email about getting yourself over. Like, you know, you just did that for 5 minutes. Putting yourself over again. She's going to email back.
I thought I was very humble, but...
Tattooed hoo-ha's. I wonder what that looks like.
Oh, man. I wish we were on TV just now.
I know. You seen a real-life puke emoji? I just saw
Paige was pointing to the back of her throat, if you understand what I'm saying.
I did not.
Like, she's either going to purge herself or she's giving directions, one or the other.
Well, I'm sorry.
You should do it. Hold it like this. Like that.
I'm
not
sorry
like that.
You feel that way, tattooed hoo-ha's.
Right. And for those that don't know, hoo-ha's down here can refer to the breast, like she has multiple genitals.
I really don't care for the name hoo-ha's.
Like an octopus.
It started with one guy who said it.
I really...
What do you prefer?
You know, to pick.
God, we can't say that.
No, that's when I wish we're on TV again.
That was kind of hot, too, the way she said, we can't say that.
Is it bad if you, like, if I said a cuss word? Like, if I went like this, we're on TV, and I went... Everybody watching knows what I said. Yeah. I didn't say it audibly, so would I be
Look
fine?
At you. You were shocked when I said that.
The answer is no. Because later you'll watch the news and it's going to tell you where somebody said the N-word. And they're not
going to
say it, but they said it. It's the only one they'll do.
They'll play a video where they say it raw, like uncut, uncensored, but they won't say that. It's very odd.
It's the only
one. I'm not saying they should.
I'm not saying that either, but when it turns to anything else, though, they won't say... Guy got in trouble for using the gay slur. He said the F word.
Yeah, like...
Or any others that you want to use.
What if they say it real, like, fast? Like, Paige, you going to beat her ass if you see her?
No.
Look for the woman with tattooed breasts.
I think she's probably awesome.
I don't know.
You know, if she doesn't like me, that's okay.
Well, she's going to email back, I'm not awesome and you suck.
Look at Paige trying to pull the email from me. I'll take that back.
Yeah, you
You're not going to email her back.
No, probably not.
We appreciate her because listening.
Thank you for listening.
I kind of want you to. I want you to email her back and then.
Just we could handle it like the good old days, you know, where y'all would fight this out in the mud pit at a bar. Topless.
That ain't going to happen.
Topless and gravy.
We'll do
this.
Would,
you know, if you pay me $6,000, I would do it topless.
Now, you might have to wrestle P1 Shenanigans, too. It's going to be a three-way wrestling
Hold
match.
On. I'm going to start a GoFundMe right now. All right.
$6,000.
Will you do me a favor, though?
Sure.
What are you working on the Plex?
I am working on something that now has zero tolerance, and you've probably done it before, especially in high school. But now you can get in a lot of trouble doing this.
Sleeping with the students.
Oh.
Well, that's a good question.
If you're a student, you can, but yeah.
I think male teachers are scared to death. They just say, all right, no, we ain't doing it anymore. And the women are like, well, we'll still give it a go.
That's why Coach always had somebody with him when he taught driver's ed. When he took a girl out, a guy had to go with him. He had to have a witness. I guess so they can watch you hook up.
Wow.
This is the Rise Guys. Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.